Hello, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, so in this video, I'm going to ask about what's going on this Ukrainian counter-offensive, because it's been going on for, coming up for 3 months now, and obviously made only minimal progress. They've gone forward, you want it in miles, something like 16 miles at the deepest point of penetration, but roughly another 100 miles left to go, assuming the objective is to reach the Sea of Azov, break the land corridor from Russia to Crimea, put all of Crimea within range of artillery. It's clearly all within drone range. About a week ago, the Russians said that 42 Ukrainian drones attacked them in a swarm. To my knowledge, that's the biggest swarm of drones ever anywhere in the world. And Russia claimed to have brought them all down and that they inflicted no damage. Obviously, Ukraine is increasingly getting sea drones. But this is going forward at a snail's pace. And privately, American sources estimate that the Ukrainians have suffered 70,000 combat deaths, the Russians 120,000. So yes, the Russians significantly bought more, but then bear in mind they outnumber the Ukrainians 3.5 to 1. And the Russians, they can easily recruit people who are not Russian, who are Tajik and Kyrgyz, people from these impoverished quondam Soviet republics. So methinks that Putin will try to use them as cannon fodder. He doesn't value them. Or indeed, indigenous ethnic minorities from Russia, Bashkir people, Tatars, Burat people from the Far East, Tuvans, and so on, rather than what the indigène of true Russia, of the Moscow, St. Petersburg area. Anyway, so yes, they're moving down to in through the Zaporizhia region, and they sometimes are bombarding the Belgorod region, which of Russia, which is adjacent to Ukraine. But significantly, they took a village in Robotyne. Forgive me if I mispronounce that. So they are breaching these lines. They are winning the artillery war. They're destroying a lot more artillery than they have destroyed themselves. But these minefields are just so dense and so slow to get through. And I wonder whether they're actually just attacking Russia itself with drones is a waste of resources. If they use all those drones on Russian military positions, would that not be more successful to kill more Russian soldiers in their trenches rather than fire them at Moscow? Usually do nothing, just get shot down, maybe damage an insignificant building, because that irritates the Muscovites without actually demoralizing them leading to any degradation of the Russian military at all. Anyway, so. But there's obviously problems on the Russian side. Some are threatening to mutiny unless this problem is sorted out back home. The death of Yevgeny Prigozhin is a week ago now, almost a week ago, doesn't seem to have affected the Russian morale, so far as we can see, at all. So that's probably a good thing for Putin. You might think there might have been an outburst of anger, wish to avenge his death. Obviously, Putin had him killed. And so on. So they're into some of Russia's secondary defenses, but these are very tough nuts to crack with their anti-tank ditches, dragon's teeth, and so on. But yeah, and still fighting around Bakhmut, which Russia took at very, very heavy cost in the spring of this year. What else? I mean, I hope the Ukrainians have built defenses in northern Ukraine. I'm not aware that they have, because the relief pressure on the Russians in southern Ukraine, you think they might attack from Belarus again, but maybe they just don't have the logistics of the troops to do it. And they're putting some of their elite units in to defend these trenches just because they're quite short of soldiers. And Ukraine is still held back, or this is well-trained Western armed brigades is still not committed those to the battle. They still don't think they've got that decisive breakthrough. Are they getting close? At some point, Russian morale will collapse. That's the idea. Yeah, that's why. I mean, I think it's possible this could succeed, as in reach the Sea of Azov by the end of November. But I think it's the chance of that is low, like say 20% chance that they would do that and actually hold on to it to the end of the year, maybe till they get about a 10% chance. So time is gradually running out. And this is what Putin is banking on, that the Ukrainian will to fight will be exhausted, the political will in Western countries to arm and fund Ukraine and risk supposed nuclear war will diminish over time. Elections will see ushered into office Trump or his acolytes, not maybe not just in the United States, or maybe not in the USA at all, but other countries, which will reduce military aid and financial support to Ukraine. Ukraine might get a less effective leader than Zelensky next time. There's an election due in Ukraine quite soon that could be disputed. And remember what you heard at first, that's what the Ukrainians will try and do. Whoever wins, Russia will say, no, the other guy actually won. Because I remember in 2019, when Zelensky was elected, there was all this nonsense, all these flagrant lies in the Russian media that Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine at the time, had printed millions of extra ballot papers and was going to fill them out for himself and stuff the ballot boxes. Okay. He never did that. Nobody's ever accused him of doing that. So far as I know, not a single bogus vote cast. He accepted his defeat, something never happens in Russia. And there was a peaceful transition from one president to another. I don't think anyone doubts the probity of the election. It was carried out with integrity. So it was really a model that it would profit Russia to study well. And another thing, the Russian media was saying that Poroshenko was going to be arrested or he fled the country. Both the things which are complete bull. He's been abroad. He's come back several times since that happened. My goodness, over 4 years ago. And yes, there are investigations into him. But yeah, that doesn't prove there's any sort of political persecution. So they will do anything to try and set Ukrainians in deadly hatred against each other. So this Ukrainian offensive, obviously, it just needs more Western equipment. And everyone's saying air superiority. It's not until today I knew the difference between air superiority and air supremacy. Now that's coming, but like so many things, it's going to come too late. Had they been given this training on these F-16s a year ago, they would be operational by now. And that would help them a lot and obviously really endanger the Russian defenders of their lines of trenches. So it might have to be till summer next year. But by then, Russia can build way more defenses. Is the United Kingdom going to hand over some of its jets? Is it the Typhoons or the Tornadoes were due to be retired in 2025 anyway? Just give them over to the Ukrainians a bit before that. They're near the end of their service lives, yeah? So they might get destroyed in battle. So there's no harm risking them then, really. What was I going to say? The really decisive breakthrough does not appear to be imminent. Sorry for doing this, but I urgently needed to do that. It doesn't appear to be imminent. And you think at that point, morale could collapse. But again, that's a fairly long way off. And crushing the Russian economy. And again, that's quite a long way off. I mean, the Russian ruble dropped to below a cent below the dollar. They've raised invoice rates 3.5% in 1 day, a part of an emergency meeting of the Central Bank of Russia's board. There's talk of lowering the Russian oil price cap. You know, they can't sell their oil for more than $60 a barrel because they won't get insurance for the shipping. And almost no country would allow their shipments through without that insurance. And sanctioning countries control something like 80% of the world's insurance market. There is talk it could be reduced to $50 a barrel. I don't think that the sanctioning countries are that sanguine about it, thinking it'll raise the oil prices around the world. And even if it does hurt the Russian economy temporarily, it'll also hurt Occidental economies too much. They're already saying, ouch, might fuel inflation. So I don't see that policy changing. Ukraine can't succeed through military means alone. That's an important part of it. Yeah, at the moment, it's just difficult to see, very difficult to see it happening this year. But, you know, expect the unexpected. Things that happen sooner or slower than people anticipated. Remember the First World War all over by Christmas, when it would take 4 months, it took over 4 years. Or remember Russia's going to take Kyiv in 2 days? Here we are. Is it day 551? And they're nowhere near. So, you know, here I'm saying the Russian front's not going to collapse. It might collapse in a week. But anyway, I think it's highly improbable. Thanks for watching my video. Goodbye.